We start the day's other headlines in the Middle East. After 326 days in captivity, a hostage was found in the Hamas tunnels underneath Gaza and brought to safety by the Israeli military. Kayed Farhan al-Qadi is the eighth hostage to be rescued from Gaza, but dozens more wait to be freed in a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Stephanie Tsai has the story.
The Soroka Medical Center is an unlikely scene for a race. But a helicopter carrying a rescued hostage from Hamas's October 7th attack had landed outside, and the family of Kayed Farhan al-Qadi had no time to waste.
Can't express my feelings. I hope my mother will be happier than us. We prayed for him. My mother prayed for him. Her prayer reached the sky.
Al-Qadi is part of the Arab Bedouin minority in Israel and was working in a kibbutz when Hamas attacked. He has a large family, including two wives and 11 children.
We cannot go into many details of this special operation, but I can share that Israeli commandos rescued Kayed Farhan al-Qadi from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to al-Qadi over the phone.
You really did a holy work. A holy work you did. There are other people waiting.
I want you to know that we do not forget anyone, just as we did not forget you. We are committed to returning everyone without exception.
Israeli officials say 108 hostages are still held in Gaza, but more than 40 of those are thought to be dead. Hostage families are among the many urging Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal, but negotiations have stretched on for months without public progress. Meanwhile, Israel has continued its ground and air attacks on Gaza. The Palestinian death toll has reached 40,000 over the course of the war. Another 18 were killed overnight and today, according to officials in Gaza. Early this morning, a missile killed six members of the same family in Khan Yunis.
People were sleeping. Everyone woke up to the sound of the explosion. I was the first to arrive here. The father, mother, and children, we took them all out of here in body parts.
The eyewitnesses to horror growing in number, all while threats of expanded violence directed at Israel loom. Iran, still reeling over the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, has yet to exact revenge, but officials have reiterated it's coming. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.